Our reading today is from John chapter 20, from verses 11 to 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. These are the words of the Lord.
You know, you're always a bit worried when I come up with a table, don't you? You never quite know what I'm going to do. There we go. Thanks, Karen. So, we're going to think a little bit about the resurrection this morning. I hope you enjoyed the sunshine this weekend. Well done. Some of us didn't. I'm looking forward to experiencing it later this afternoon, I hope, and maybe tomorrow as well. Well, you know what I've been up to for the last few days. I thought, very briefly, There we go. There's some pictures. I don't quite know what I was doing, posing in those ways, but that's the way it goes. There's a few pictures of what I got up to. There's my setting up my bed, and that's what my bedroom area looked like. You've seen a little bit of it out there this morning, my cooking area, which I didn't really need to use. I had so much food brought to me. And then in a moment, you'll see a little video of me actually being locked in. There we go. I think Andy's got a lot of delight on his face. I worry about that. But there we go. That was me in. And let's quickly... let's leave that for a moment. But let me just say, of course, it's not about me. This isn't about me this morning. This is all about Jesus. It's interesting, actually, because I purposely didn't write my talk until yesterday, which was interesting when I had quite so many visitors. But I did find the time to think about what to say this morning, because I wanted to see what my time behind bars, my time in that area, sort of got me thinking about. Yeah, it's been really interesting, if I'm honest. At the end of Good Friday, Karen told us that Good Friday is the beginning of change. She reminded us of that earlier, that because of the cross, we find forgiveness, we find mercy. We've just been thinking about that. But today, because Jesus is alive, we can know for definite that the resurrection changes everything, absolutely everything, for good. So, in this talk today, when I say the resurrection changes, I would really appreciate it if you could shout, partly to keep me awake, everything really loudly. Should we have a go? The resurrection changes
everything.
Brilliant. There's going to be a few opportunities for you to do that this morning, to shout that out to me. And if you see me nodding off, to shout everything. Let's see if that works this morning. Think about that phrase there. The resurrection changes everything. What does that... Oh, sorry, I put an extra one in there, didn't I? I need to watch out for that. It's going to be like a pantomime this morning, I feel. I want you to imagine for a moment, if you were one of the disciples and you had just seen Jesus die, you'd just seen him buried. That's it. You don't know what's going to happen. We've got the benefit of hindsight. They didn't know what was going to happen. Before Jesus died, maybe you felt okay. Maybe you thought, well, somehow we'll get through this. Life will be all right. Maybe you felt a little bit like this plate. Okay, maybe you felt a little bit like this plate. However, the thing is, a lot of stuff happened, and maybe you were not feeling quite so much like that. This is where health and safety is really important. Do I look good? Yes, of course, on 9 hours sleep over 2 days. With a hammer, it's always good, isn't it? Imagine, though, how you would have felt. You had seen your friend, your saviour, the person you thought was your Lord, your teacher, Being killed and then put in a tomb. Maybe you felt a bit of sadness. Sorry, Malcolm, with the sound. Maybe you felt a bit of fear. A bit of mourning. Disappointment. Bewilderment. Pain. Confusion. Hurt. Bit of bewilderment. You can hear. I'm going to take it out because I don't want to cut myself. All messed up there. Let me take this off because I can't actually see with them on. How would you have felt? That's maybe how some of the disciples felt with all that was going on. But let me tell you this. The resurrection changes everything. Thank you. And our reading tells us that this morning. So in our reading, we've got a couple of characters. We've got Mary and we've got the disciples. You can see the disciples, one, they've got the door being locked there. Thing is, when Mary realises that Jesus is there talking to her, I love this. Don't you love the fact that when Jesus speaks to Mary, it's only when he says her name that she realises who it is. And isn't that something about the wonderful relationship that we can have with God? We can all have that relationship. Every single one of us. If you don't have that relationship with Jesus this morning, I really encourage you to find out more about him. Chat to us afterwards. We've got a booklet we could give you. So when Mary realises it's Jesus, her tears that we see there are turned to joy. And she goes and tells the disciples what has happened. Then we've got the disciples. We can see them there. And they don't feel sad. Well, they do probably feel sadness. But what's brought out in that reading is that there they are together in that room. And what they feel is fear. They're afraid of the leaders, of what people might think of them. Maybe they're afraid that they've done something wrong. They're so afraid that they lock the door. I know how that feels. I've felt a little afraid a few times when I was locked behind those doors. Afraid of who might come up the other side of the gate. Particularly at night when I got some curtains up. I couldn't see who was there. But nothing compared to the fear the disciples felt. But then Jesus walks into that room and he turns their fear around. He brings them peace. He says to them, peace be with you. And of course we know that then on, the disciples, although I'm sure there were times when they were still afraid, they went off in boldness and talked about Jesus and all that he had done. Isn't it interesting, actually, that in both of those occasions, what turns the feelings around is the words of Jesus. Jesus says, Mary. And then he says, peace be with you. Something really important, isn't there, about listening to the voice of Jesus. That's really important for us all to pay attention to. But of course, those words were only possible because Jesus is alive, because Jesus came alive. A reminder again, I'm pressing the wrong button. The resurrection changes
everything.
On Maundy Thursday at the cathedral, when I made it, I was a little bit late, my fault. I arrived just as the Bible reading was being read, and it was Isaiah 61. Let me just read you some of the words. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim a freedom for the captives. That's what made me pay attention, and released from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And maybe for me, those words particularly spoke about freedom for the captives. But Jesus then goes on to quote those words in Luke's Gospel, and he says this, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, I, Jesus, am the one Isaiah was talking about. I am that person. And because Jesus came to turn the world on its head and to make things possible, that's what happened. All of those things in Isaiah are possible because of Jesus, because the resurrection changes
everything.
It turns sadness to joy. It turns fear to peace. It brings comfort to those who mourn. It brings freedom for those who've been locked up. And actually, I do need to show you. You won't be able to see this, but I was given a little card yesterday, a Monopoly card, a chance card. Can anyone guess what it said? Get out of jail free. Someone gave me that yesterday. And that person actually texted me this morning and said, well, isn't that interesting? Because that's actually really, isn't that what the resurrection is about? When we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that. We can know the freedom that we get because of the resurrection, because the resurrection changes everything. Knowing that Jesus rose from the dead gives us hope, it gives us joy, it gives us peace, and it gives us comfort. A bit like we're given a new plate that will never break or spoil. We know that. We know the problem with plastic, actually. But this plate will never break. The resurrection changes everything. We read this in 1 Peter. This is from the Message. Jesus was raised from the dead. We've been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all, life healed and whole. That wonderful words. My brother texted me, or wrote on my Facebook wall, I think, on Friday. And he said, I'm amazed what you're doing. I'll give you some money and all of that. And then he said, don't worry, the gates are opening on Sunday. Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that a wonderful thing, though? Because we have that hope. We know that freedom because of Jesus. It means also that we can bring those things that are on our heart to Jesus, knowing that we can see change because of the resurrection. Because the resurrection changes everything. We need to remember that this morning. And not just this morning, but this week, this year, and forever.